Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face podcast. I got a little bit of tea for you, and I got a little bit of life lessons that I wanted to kind of share. I want to talk about the mentality behind people that do this type of stuff and kind of like the main reasons why something like this happens to somebody. Now, just to preface, I'm not saying this is my situation. I'm just using certain things and context to help somebody that may or may not be going through the same thing. Whether you're getting bullied in the workplace, whether you're getting bullied in a social circle or whatever have you, you can kind of apply these types of notions, I guess, to see if it'll help you in your situation. For me particularly, this is business. Business can be a little different because you have legalities involved with it. So, you know, if somebody bullies you and whatever happens and it hurts your business, you know, you can rectify that. Like, you can have some recourse. On a personal level, if you're getting bullied and stuff like that, I'm going to tell you at the gate, you're going to have to end up beating the shit out of them. That's usually like the only thing that's going to work. Like, I hate to promote violence because it's great to take the high road. But sometimes when you take that high road, somebody else will take the stairs and get to the high road and be on the curb. Like, they won't leave you alone. And sometimes the only way to get somebody to leave you alone is either beat the shit out of them, or you're going to have to beat the shit out of them as far as a restraining order is concerned, court order. You're going to have to get some type of legalities involved if it initiates in a social circle. I digress. Let's get back to business. So let's say that you are, again, I'm just giving you situations to think about that may or may not help you or anybody else who listens to this. So let's say that you're working for yourself, you're minding your own business, you're doing your own thing. Well, let's say that a competitor that you don't know exists sees you. Now, again, some people in business like to take the competitor out. That's how they achieve. That's how they succeed. Ooh. I have never had to do that. I don't intend on starting to do that. So while I don't give a fuck about the competitor still cares about me, okay? Now, let's say this competitor has a friend and friends and certain people that all of a sudden started buying things from me. Right. So one of your first questions when something like this happens, because you're smart enough, you can kind of already see what's going on. You being smart and catching the bully or the particular person in like what they're trying to do, it's going to piss them off. And their retaliation is to belittle you, discredit you, kind of confuse you a little bit so that the general public won't have anything to do with you. If you find yourself in these types of situations where you've got a competitor that's more worried about you than you are about them, you're just going to have to confront it head on. I ended up just basically letting this mutual person go, be like, hey, we just can't do anything else for you anymore. And it upset them. It upset them because they thought they were better than me and smarter than me, okay? They thought they were getting one off on me, and that wasn't the case. And so that pissed them off, and it bruised their ego. And in order for them to retaliate, they just started running their mouth about me. They just started, like, just, in all reality, like, acting like a 12-year-old, like having a hissy fit in the freezer section. Which sucks, because when you see a kid having a hissy fit in the freezer section, it affects the kid, it affects the adult, it affects everybody. So I'm not saying this lighten the situation. It's a very serious situation when people do this, but that's basically like why they are acting out. They're acting out because they couldn't achieve what they thought they could achieve with you. Now this leads me kind of to my next thing. I am lucky that I learned a long, long time ago to never underestimate people, ever. I'm going to give you another situation that has ingrained in my brain, which I've never been one to judge, because I always kind of question myself, what if this person is so-and-so? What if this, that? I've always been that person. That's my mentality. But this particular situation just kind of like sewed it in for me. So I was working the bar one night, and I was waitressing. And it was kind of dead. It wasn't that many people in there. And when I say waitress, we just waitressed like cocktails. We didn't waitress food or anything like that. It was just strictly drinks. So I was waitressing, and this particular gentleman come in, and he was a little heavy set, not necessarily cleaned up in a pinstripe suit, but he was a little dirty, right? Again, I don't pass judgment. So the dude walks in, he sits down, and he sits down by himself, and he's just chilling, right? Well, a lot of the other people there would not have anything to do with him. A lot of the other girls there would not have nothing to do with him. They wouldn't speak to him. They would just walk right by him, right? I started to talk to the dude. So the next time I went back up to ask him for if he wanted another beer, I just lighthearted conversation, like, you know, what are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. How's your family? Are you married? Whatever, right? Because I'm not scared to speak to people, which we'll get onto that. He starts conversing back or whatever have you, blah, blah, blah. By the end of the night, the dude pulls out a wad of cash. I mean, I'm talking a wad of fucking cash. It wasn't ones on the outside of this wad. And even if he had ones, we know what's in the middle of it. He had to have at least a good $5,000-$6,000 just sitting in his pocket. He paid for his tab. He threw me out another $500 in cash and said, have a good night. Just because I did not pass judgment. And then the girls were mad at me. Just to sum the whole situation up. You lose opportunities in life if you don't actually attempt it and get a feel for it. So let's say I started talking to this dude and I just got this feel like, or he just like didn't want to talk to me, you know, then I would leave it alone and that's just destiny. But I tried. I gave it a shot. I know I'm good. I'm done. Right? But the other girls were pissed off because they just walked by him. They assumed he had no money because he was dirty. They did not think anything else about it. So they were mad at me. That's how the human brain works. The human brain is so, most people cannot look at themselves. They cannot turn around and look at themselves and go, damn, I should have talked to that dude. Yeah, girl, that's awesome. Great. You know what I mean? Instead, they were mad at me. Pissed off at me. Talking shit about me. Because I did my job. I talked to the dude and got free money. So, you understand? That situation, I had another one kind of very similar to that, actually. This dude walked in. Not necessarily the cleanest. Not in a pinstripe suit. Spent like $25,000. So, again, and they were mad at me. So, does this have any particular thing to do with me? No, I could be anybody. I could be anybody that decided not to pass judgment. It's just like those social experiments you see where they take like CEOs or really rich people and they make them look homeless, and the way that people treat them kind of shows those people's character. That's how I think. I happened to be on Facebook the other night, and this particular person asked a question in a group. I think it was a female. She said, we are working on letters and resumes to send to sponsors for whoever, her or her daughter or something or whatever. And I started to comment, and then I pulled back, and I was like, no, don't say anything. And then I said, you know what? I am going to say something. So I commented back, and I said, I don't give a shit about your letter or your resume. I could care less what you show me. And that, I mean, I don't mean to offend you when I say that, but I don't. I don't care. I could care less what you present to me. I care about who you are when I'm not looking. If this bothers you, and you have the audacity to be mad at me, you really got a problem. Like, you really have a problem. Not me. So who a person is, I just, like, put a period on that sentence and let me go to something else. My character has been attacked quite a lot over the last 4 or 5 years, and that's because I worked at a strip club, which is hilarious to me, which is absolutely diabolical, comical to me, because you don't hear heinous crimes that happen in churches at strip clubs. Please, go Google child rape, child porn, rape in general, sexual assault. They're in domesticated situations. They're in situations that society deems acceptable versus the ones that society says is unacceptable, yet nothing bad happens. The most you ever hear happening at a fucking strip club are drugs. Which, drugs are everywhere. Everywhere. So, you can knock those two out. I will die on this fucking hill. I will die on this hill. Anyways. Besides that, I have proven that my character is better every single fucking time. Every single time. This particular situation happened like 2 weeks ago, and a particular statement stayed in my brain. He said, she's been trying to prove herself. Obviously, he's not very smart. We'll just say that. One. Two, he's not very emotionally intelligent, because the gist of the situation was, I guess he just needed some attention, so he took a very, very absolutely normal, nothing different conversation, posted it in lights of whatever, because I've had this happen to me before, and I guess to gain some type of leverage or some type of like they won something, even though nothing exists. I don't know why this continues to happen to me. But when you attack somebody and you actually expect them to just take it and not defend themselves, you have a problem. If you think you can walk around this fucking earth and just hit people and not expect to get hit back, are you okay? Like, do you think you're Superman or something? So, the fact that he thinks that that's proving is concerning. Because defending yourself and proving yourself are two different things. Number two, it tells me something else. It tells me, one, he's spoken about me to somebody before and he has incorrect information. You look stupid when you blindly believe something about somebody and you don't ask any questions. However, most of the people that do that, the person that they're believing is closer to them than the person that isn't. So it's like an initial human reaction to view something new as a threat. So you're automatically out the gate just going to push it to the side. This woman made this one comment. That he's very dear to me. Okay, well, I'm dear to motherfuckers too. What? Like, I really quick, I just need to vent about. People don't do their own research. People do not actually learn or do their own research before they speak. And it's fucking comical. It is like to me, I wouldn't want to comment on something or say something if I wasn't like 110% about it. If I wasn't like for sure what I was talking about. Are we just in a society that's that like it's just that important to speak? you just want to comment, no matter what the fuck it is, to remember when you're dealing with somebody that is like out to get you, one, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they feel safe. So that kind of leads into the whole, I don't know if you've ever heard the whole saying like playing stupid or playing dumb. Or even like they say if you're being attacked by a bear, to play dead as a survival skill. So, you know, if you have a competitor out there in business and they're just not going to stop, no matter what you do, you leave, you get out of the way, and they're just not going to stop, you can play dead, let them think they've won, and then move on with your life. I feel like that's kind of what I did with Leather and Lights. I've got this online boutique that I've had that's dear to my heart. And I ended up like hiring these sales reps that were the worst fucking thing I ever did. Why somebody would treat somebody shitty who's giving them money and free things and photos, I have no idea. But one of the girls, I feel like I offended years ago when I didn't intend to. And instead of just taking the apology, like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way, and realizing that I'm a good person and, like, it didn't mean anything. I barely even knew who the fuck the bitch was. She held on to this grudge, which is sad because I do feel like she's a good person. And then the other girl is friends with the competitor that I initially started this episode with. So Courtney Spangler is friends with a girl that does the same thing that I do, which is another business. And she was ordering from me and running her mouth while she was friends with this other girl. So I don't know if Courtney initiated kind of the like shady shit or if the other business did. I'm not quite sure. But it didn't work out for either one of them because Courtney just looks like a bitch. And she is. I lost respect for her a long time ago. It's the perfect example of how you call somebody out and you try to be nice. Because I politely and privately just said, hey, this is not going to work. We're just going to separate. And that just absolutely ate her all the fuck up. I've had to take her to court once already. But I decided to kind of just lay low, let them think they won that. And now we market in a different area and our numbers just continue to grow. Like it just continues to just keep growing. Again, I had to move it out of where I was marketing it, the initial like market area of people and things. I had to take it out of the horse community and put it somewhere else in order for it to survive. Because I wouldn't have survived it, the damage that they had done to me. Which is so sad. Like that's the most frustrating thing about a slander campaign. Because even though I'm very level-headed and I'm very chill, that's obvious with my demeanor. Like, that's obvious. You have to constantly fight this person that doesn't exist. The version of you that they've created that doesn't exist, you have to constantly fight it. It's so fucking frustrating. And then, very few that you'll actually gain back. It's usually pointless. Even like this one dude. I had a guy I used to mess with. Date. Whatever you want to call it. I thought we were dating. Was telling people that I was crazy. And so that ruined any type of chance for me. Like. So it's frustrating to have to constantly fight that. Even if you continue to show time and time again that you are not what they say, some people just won't like stop long enough and go, damn, they lied to me. Because it's a fight with their own ego. You want to believe, just kind of like the Outlaw Equine situation and his supporters. So in their defense, I'm going to say something that's a little deep because I think very deep about things. In defense of his supporters, they were having a hard time believing that the person they look up to did what they did. That's what it boils down to. That's what people mean when they say, like, it's about them and it's not about you. So we'll go back to my situation, right? We'll go back to Courtney. Instead of Courtney actually just kind of stopping her spiel, okay, and just stop doing what she did to me, instead of stopping and going, okay, you know what? I was being sleazy. I was friends with competition. I assumed, and I was wrong. That's not going to happen. It's just like it'd be like a murderer coming out and going, it'd be like that dude from those recent trials that were going on or whatever, and the four people that died. It'd be like him standing up going, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I did what I did. I can't believe that I did it. I, you know, expecting the bad guy to admit that they did something wrong or something wrong to you or that they were wrong, that's like expecting the sky to fucking be purple. And it dawned on me last night, like, I'm sitting here expecting these people to give a fuck when they don't. Just like the other week, what happened to me, like, I literally asked this lady, what the fuck is your problem? But she views me as a threat for whatever reason. We have no idea why. And so she acted accordingly, even though she's wrong. Expecting her to be like, I'm wrong, I'm sorry, that's asinine. Why would they do that? So that can lead you to a lot of confusion too. Sitting here, like, you know, you see that quote on the internet talking about how not everybody has the same heart as you. That doesn't mean not everybody wants to save all the stray animals. That doesn't mean that everybody is forgiving. It means not everybody thinks the way that you think. This is a learning lesson for me. Like, I'm telling you this because I'm also learning this too. I mean, not everybody thinks the way that you do. So let's say that I viewed somebody as a threat. Okay. And I'm shown information where they're not, and it's all good. Well, I'm going to go, my bad. Okay, cool. And move on. Right? Not everybody's going to handle it the way that I handle it. And if you think that they are, that's where you're going to fuck up. So I've had to come to the realization that, okay, these people do not care. They do not give a fuck. So now let's move in a different way. And you can kind of get into the whole, well, why don't they care about me? Or I'm not good enough? Or is it my hair? Is it, like, you can get into all of that stuff, but you're just going to circle right back around to the decision that they just don't care. They don't owe you an explanation as to why they don't care. They don't owe you anything as to why they've chosen to do and say whatever they've done. They don't owe you anything. It is your responsibility as a human being to go, okay, let's go this way. I get a lot of, I was going to do this episode like Mythbusters and like correct certain rumors and stuff like that, which I may do. But one particular, two actually. One, I used to get a lot of people come at me. They wanted to humble me, which was odd because I'm a very humble person. Again, nobody asks me any questions. They just assume and then act on it. So I would used to get a lot of people that, like, you could feel it. Like, they came at me like, yeah, you know, we know you, you're real busy, or you're like, whatever. Oh, okay. You don't have time for us or whatever. Like, they just, you could sense this energy. So of course that already told me, somebody told them that I was, money hungry or it's hard to deter that conversation, I guess. I don't want to say in my favor, but to reality, because they've kind of already made it up in their minds, and that's how they're coming at me. But the reason why a lot of them did that was because I post all of my work, because one, we're an online business. Okay, so we want to build trust, one. Two, I want you to see what you're buying. Again, to build trust. If you don't know me and I don't know you, why would you spend money at a place that looks like it's dead? So I post all of our orders for those reasons. But for some reason, the rumor got started that I posted it like I was bragging or I was boasting. Which is far from the fucking truth. Like, we'll take a lie detector test. Far from the fucking truth. I did it just to gain trust and to let you know that we were busy. I did it so you wouldn't worry. I did it so people could shop. But nobody asked me that. Not a single person asked me why I did it. They just believed what they were told because somebody else kept watching me, and that's the narrative they created. So it caused a lot of heartache for me, but I knew why they were coming the way that they were coming at me. And some conversations I could kind of alleviate, but some of them were like they were dead set on just believing I was this person that I wasn't instead of actually asking questions. Nonetheless, that was one. Number two, pushy. Just recently, I'm pushy. Now, this is what I really, really wanted to talk about. I had a girl. I'm not saying this particular situation started this rumor. I'm just going to give you an example of what probably 80% of them consist of. Okay? Number one, this girl came at me. She didn't come at me. She made a post on the internet about looking for awards and stuff. Now, we do sales just like any normal business. I will reach out to you and introduce myself. This is completely fucking normal behavior. So reach out to her and go, hey, we do awards, blah, 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 blah. Would love to help you, blah, 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 blah. And I know when you initially like meet a stranger, I'll start telling you people that we have in common so that you don't feel so weird. You're welcome. Anyways, I started speaking to the girl like, hey, I know so-and-so, whatever have you, blah, blah, blah. Started showing her my work. I'm trying to make her feel like not threatened. I don't want her to feel like some crazy person's reaching out to her. We're like, hey. So the conversation is good. It's going good, right? We're speaking, blah, 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 going back and forth. My next question is, when do you need these done by? That is usually one of my top three questions that I ask out the gate. Because if it's like tomorrow, I can't help you. If it's 3 months from now, sure, we've got some time. If it's whatever have you, like a month out, I kind of need to, we need to figure out what you're going to do. Because let me just ask you a question. Has it dawned on anybody's brains that I have other people I have to accommodate around? I ask these questions because we have a production schedule. I have other companies, other vendors, shipping, like, and have a normal life. So all of these things have to be thought of when we plan a production schedule. Even with this podcast, even with Leather and Light, even with anything that I have going, other things I have that you don't know no idea about. That's why we ask these questions, okay? So keep that in mind. We're a business. We're keeping things on time, on schedule. All of our orders, I have not had anything go over 30 days unless it was a back-ordered item or we initially had time. Clock that. Just clock that. Get through asking her these questions and she's like, I need them in 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, if you need these in 2 weeks and we're going to do it, I need to know what's up. Like, I need to know what's up now. Because I'm sitting here thinking, all right, let me see if this is ordered. I need to get this ordered. This is how many days from here. I've got this running here. What does she do? She ignores my messages. Hey, hi, what are we doing? Do I need to accommodate for your order or what are we doing? Like, that's what they mean by me being pushy. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you're doing. Because I don't want to be put in a bind because of your poor planning. That's what we're doing. That's what they think is pushy. Yeah, I'm not pushy at all. So eventually I send her a message and I go, sweetie, I need to know what you're doing because today's the last day to get it done if you want us to do your stuff. You're being really pushy. I'm sorry, what? You said you needed awards by a certain date. I'm trying to tell you, if you want us to do them, I need it now. How the fuck is that pushy? I'm sorry, the entitlement is fucking thick as hell out here, ain't it? Pushy. That's 80% of the conversations I have had. How fucking rude. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. What they did to me, they would not be able to handle it if it was done to them. So that's what people are considering pushy. Me trying to make sure that they're okay because they have a deadline and I have a company behind me that I have to fucking run. I have to keep other things in mind. Like, do you think it's just me, it's like, twiddling my thumbs? Is that what you think? I worked, this is a crazy thing about perception and perspective. So, while this person thinks that I'm money hungry and I just want to work all the time, I'm sitting here going, man, I really helped them people out. I busted my ass for these people that needed me. You see the difference? This person's going, oh, she's bragging. Oh, she's bragging. Blah, 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 blah. Me, okay. I'm posting all this stuff so that people won't worry and they'll see me here. They'll see me working and they won't bother me. Don't you know that caused me more bothers? More people bothered me because they kept fucking watching me post all the time. And the whole reason I was posting all the time so that they wouldn't fucking bother me. God forbid somebody asked that question, right? Them, she's being pushy. She's being pushy. Me, you literally needed awards in 2 weeks. We're trying to help you. See the difference? You see the difference? Huge difference. Again, nobody has asked me these questions. Like, okay. So, most people choose to believe what's comfortable enough for them to believe. So, this particular girl, we'll go back to this particular girl's situation. It's comfortable in her brain for her to go, she's pushy, and then move on with her life. And not think nothing else about it. Instead of actually going, fuck, it's my fault. I should have. She was trying to help me. I should have just let her know. I should have just talked to her. Huge difference. Massively fucking huge difference. Will I ever get the chance to correct all of these situations? Probably not. And it sucks. It really sucks that all the good I have done may or may not ever make it to light. Like, I'm just sitting here thinking about what I sacrificed to make sure these people were okay and they just left me to die. Like, and then I told a girl a couple of weeks ago, again, I did some shirts as a favor, like really quick for them so they would have them for their show. And again, I guess nobody reads or nobody listens. She assumed that the same thing would happen for the next show. And I go, no, that was a favor. You think a thank you come out of her mouth? No. I said, yeah, so no, I'm not going to do any more favors like that for free. Call me a bitch if you fucking want. Because being nice got me humiliated, belittled, emotionally distressed. I still cry when I think about it. Because I don't get upset at the actual attack. What's upsetting is that I feel like I have done all of this good and all of this stuff for nothing. And they'll never know. That's what's upsetting. That's what's upsetting. Because I got thick-ass fucking skin. I will walk right in a room with the motherfuckers that don't like me and sit down. I got thick-ass skin. It's a matter of knowing that a lot of these people wouldn't think and do what they've done if they actually knew the truth. That's what's so frustrating about it. So I'm still learning how to deal with that part of it. Mentally, because again, I'm a very deep thinker. So I don't have any advice for that yet, but I probably will. And I'll try to give it to you. But in the meantime, in the meantime, how other people act and react is on them, ultimately, at the end of the day, okay? But sometimes there are other factors that contribute to the way that a person may or may not act, react, or do things. Just like I've talked about before with school shootings. I have an unpopular take on them, okay? Do those kids need help? They do, but not the help that they're never going to get. Nobody looks at what pushed these kids to do this stuff. They just look at somebody shot a school up. That's it. They just look at that right there. They look at nothing else. The bullying inside of schools. The home environments. Foster care systems. Like, nobody looks at any of that. They just see a kid and they want to quickly label him as fucked up. Kids do not wake up one day and go, I'm going to kill people. It's not the games. It's not the guns. It is hopefully something we can work on. Nonetheless, people don't just wake up and get sick and tired of shit. I mean, they do wake up and get sick and tired of shit, but they don't just wake up and just, like, change overnight. It's a multitude of things that have, like, come up to just a breaking point. It's like I said the other day, like, what happened to me? Has it not, like, what if I just decide to snap? What if I just go fuck it and snap? It would, of course, be my fault, right? Not the fact that people did anything to me. I'm just supposed to take it. Somebody said one time, they were like, you just lay there. Just take it. Okay, fuck you, bitch. I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to. Would you do that? I rest my fucking case. Like, okay.
Sounds good.
Attempts to win. Our last attempts to, like, get one up on somebody is to discredit them or publicly shame them. It's like their last act of desperation to get one up on whatever they view as a threat. Whether you're a threat or not, that's what they're doing. And, you know, when the dust settles and when people look back on that kind of stuff and they look at that kind of stuff, you don't have to reiterate the obvious. Okay? Nobody likes bullies. Nobody likes ganging up on people. Nobody likes any of that. Regardless of who it is or what it is, it's ugly, ugly, ugly behavior. And it is a bad look for the person that initiates it and does it. Like, when you put somebody in a corner and you don't expect them to defend themselves, are you living in a fantasy world? You don't expect them to fight back. The only difference between abuse and a fight is abuse is laying there and taking it. In a fight, they fight back. That's the only difference. And I'm not going to be abused. What makes you think that that's even okay? It's like nobody wants to ask the question of, okay, well, why do you think it's okay to treat this girl this way? Nobody asked that question. Why do you think it's okay to say something that's not true? Nobody asked that question. You just gonna put a mask on because the government told you to put a mask on? I helped somebody with this one. I don't know if I did or not. I feel like I went everywhere, but I just said, like, the difference between abuse and a fight is abuse is laying there taking it and a fight is not. So the only difference between surviving slander, false narratives, defamation, things of that nature, is being able to stay concrete in the fact that they are who they are, they are choosing to think what they think, and you hold the truth. Don't let them get in your head. Don't let them second guess yourself. Like, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're that. Don't start putting yourself down. You don't deserve what they've chosen to do. You understand? They're not God. Okay? And God didn't wake up and say, you need to put this person down and lie about them. That's not how that works. Okay? So you have to hold on to what's right and what's true. You have to hold that up. That's what kept me alive, was knowing that I'm good. I'm okay. I am who I am. I know what I am. And I know what the truth is. And just let that noise, like, all of that is noise. All of that is noise. Take that noise and put it in on the back burner, in a cup, in a cupboard. Put it away. And stay focused. Stay focused on what's the truth. Okay? People aren't dumb. They'll come around. Kind of touch face on was this whole Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ad deal that's going on. Like, this shit's old as fuck. It is so old. It's tiring. So you mean to tell me that Beyonce can have a denim ad with jeans and nobody says a fucking word to her, right? Because if we did, we would be racist. Okay? Regardless, there is no reason to say anything to her. She looks fucking fabulous. She looks gorgeous. Like, it's a great ad. But Sydney Sweeney does the same fucking thing with American Eagle, and you want to scream racist? Under what fucking grounds? Are we really this dumb now? Get a life! And you know what? I'm really proud that American Eagle said, nah, fuck you. We're going to stand on this. Again, Beyonce did the same thing. Nobody said shit. If somebody did say shit, it would be turned around and we would be fucking racist. But nobody said anything because, one, there was no reason to. There's no reason to. The people that are pulling racism out on this ad with Sydney Sweeney, you are the problem. Get some fucking help. You are the problem. The bitch looks fantastic. I think they look amazing. I didn't even know American Eagle was still in business until the ad, this, all of this come out. So, congratulations to AE. You did what you wanted to do. Sales are going to increase. Okay? You did the correct marketing, and the right people are pissed off. The ones that we want pissed off are pissed off because they look fucking dumb as hell. Okay? Like, are you serious? And